Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, World Bank to assist Hope program, ground broken for construction of new power plant and 8,000 BPO jobs to be created this year. I'm Vaughn Davis, stay tuned. A World Bank technical team is to arrive in Jamaica for discussions with the government on the extent of assistance the multilateral institution can provide in developing the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment HOPE Initiative. The HOPE Initiative, announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness in his 2017-2018 budget debate presentation, will see the government targeting educational and job opportunities for young persons aged 19 to 24 years who are not employed or enrolled in school or any program of training. Newly appointed World Bank Caribbean Country Director Tassin Syed says the technical team being dispatched to Jamaica will seek to flesh out the HOPE initiative with the government to see how the World Bank can help.
That's an area where we immediately have asked our technical teams to begin the dialogue with the government, and our role is not just financier, but also trying to help our countries by knowing more about what has worked or not worked in other countries. So we would like to bring that to the table as well.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is commending the local financiers that assisted in raising some $210 million towards the construction of a new power plant at Old Harbour Bay in St. Catherine. Speaking at the official groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the power plant on April 7, Mr. Holness said the scope of the local investment is a strong vote of confidence in the Jamaican economy.
For our capital markets, our banks, our investor community to come out like this and give the financial backing to this project speaks volume. It says that there is a general confidence in the economy that investors are now willing to take risks.
Dubbed the Renaissance Project, the $333 million, 190 megawatt power plant will be constructed at Old Harbour Bay in St. Catherine over the next 2 years. The construction will result in the replacement of 292 megawatts of obsolete power generation equipment at the old JPS power plant with new efficient natural gas-fired generating capacity. When complete, the plant will be the largest power plant in Jamaica and is expected to employ approximately 700 persons. In the meantime, major developments in business process outsourcing BPO are expected to generate approximately 8,000 additional jobs this year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says this is part of the government's long-term objective of employing 200,000 persons in the sector by 2020.
We are working closely with Hatros NTA and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to establish the programs to ensure that this is achievable, including the provision of technical capacities in the engineering and other technical areas needed for the sector to accommodate the growth in the economy.
Dr. Chang was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. And the government is to rehabilitate several irrigation canals that have deteriorated over many years. Dr. Chang says the first major project under this initiative, the Essex Valley Agricultural Development Project in St. Elizabeth, should start later this year. The project will be funded through a grant from the United Kingdom Caribbean Infrastructure Fund. Implementation will be managed through the National Irrigation Commission, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, and the Agro Investment Corporation. He adds that the government intends to expand irrigation on the Southern Plains, stretching from St. Elizabeth through to sections of South Manchester, South Clarendon, Central St. Catherine, and Eastern St. Thomas. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.